Hey guys, it's still October 27th, 28th, here from Tbilisi. As I said in the last podcast, I am doing just a kind of a chill day here. Going to do a few just sort of general topic podcasts, maybe walk around the city, get some food. Depending on who's here at the hostel tonight, maybe go out a little bit, but not too much tonight, because I've got to get up and go to Russia tomorrow. So just want to have a chill day, catch up on sleep, and download some books and things for my trip. And so this topic, I want to talk about touristy places and that kind of thing. So here in Georgia, yes, there are travelers and tourists and stuff, especially because I'm in a hostel and I'm in the sort of old town, which is by definition kind of the tourist central where a lot of tourists stay. There's a lot of hotels around and everything, so you see tourists. But it doesn't feel like overloaded with tourists. And again, it's kind of late in the season. I would say it's like late shoulder season, sounds like. Just a second. So there may be less than usual. I'm not sure if there's, I'm not sure what the level is during the summer. Georgia also, let's see, all the flights from Russia, direct flights from Russia to Georgia were canceled earlier this summer. So all the Russian, well, there's still Russian tourists, but just less. They can still cross by land into Georgia. They just can't fly directly here. So, and I think they can also fly through Azerbaijan, which is what I'm doing to go from Georgia to Russia. Is now I've got rerouted and I'm going through Baku. So. I would classify it as a somewhat undiscovered, tourist destination. So there are tourists here, but it's not overloaded. It's not packed. And I have a feeling like the word's going to get out, and this place will, in a few years will be just a real hot spot. It's got all the great check marks. It's a beautiful city. The food's amazing. The people are super warm. There's plenty of stuff to do and see here. You can take like day trips to other, you know, there's a lot of natural beauty, so you can go and do hikes and things. There's these other towns and cool old monasteries and places you can check out. It's also like if you want to do a tour of the Caucasus, like you can do. You know, I've met some people that are doing like Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. It's close to Turkey too, so if you want to do like Turkey and then Georgia, or vice versa, it's close to a lot of other places too. There's the Black Sea on the west coast, where there's a town called Batumi. I'm not going to go there, but I think during the summer it's kind of a hot spot because it's like the only beachside, you know, area. It's also relatively inexpensive, so it's just a great place, but it's not completely overloaded with tourists. So as a traveler, this is one of my ideal situations where it's just a cool place. It hasn't been overrun yet. It's kind of what I was hoping Croatia would be, but I feel like I missed the boat on Croatia, by a few years. I've made it sound like I'm bagging on Croatia a few times, and I'm really not. Like, I love Croatia. It was so beautiful. People were great. The food is great. The beaches are great. There's so much great. The history is amazing. You know, there's just so many reasons to visit Croatia, but it is pretty touristy, especially in Split and Dubrovnik, and even Zadar has a lot of tourists, but there's just some, I think there's like a tipping point when I guess it depends on what your travel style is. Like, having a robust tourist industry means that things are set up for tourists, that it's easier to get around. Just basic sort of logistical things like getting from the airport and talking to cab drivers and finding restaurants and finding hotels and enough people that speak English and people that are sort of like used to dealing with tourists, so they can help you and they kind of know what you want and know how to guide you around, and they kind of depend on tourists, so they're more friendly to them. They kind of realize that it's part of the economy and everything. So there's a certain level of like touristicness that I think is good for a traveler. Now, some people who are much more intrepid don't want to find these places that are just so off the beaten path and have none of that set up, you know. So, and that's really cool, because you feel like you're the only person that knows about this place or whatever. But it can also be hard traveling too, because it's just like all those things that I just mentioned are not set up and they're not geared up for you. So you're just kind of winging it on your own. So it depends on like what level of support that you need to feel comfortable, traveling around. So this place is set up for sure. Like, Georgia is set up for this, but, then I think that there's like a tipping point where once enough travelers start finding out about a place, and then you get like big tour groups coming in, and like in Croatia's case, I think it's like the cruise ships and everything, where there's just massive amounts of tourists coming in. It's not so much that, oh gosh, there's other tourists here, and you know, gee whiz, I'm not the, you know, oh, poor me, I'm not the first one to, like, discover this magical land. It's, what I see happens is that, you know, places get kind of overrun, and then the local people who are by nature probably friendly, are kind of stressed out and kind of maybe irritated, and then their demeanor changes a little bit. They get, like, less welcoming and more irritable. And less patient and stuff like that. And you kind of see it in small ways. Like, I mean, you know, like when you're in this small little grocery store and there's a line of tourists all buying beer and cigarettes and stuff. And the poor cashier is just like, you know, I just want to go home. I'm sick of dealing with tourists. And you can totally understand, like, so Dubrovnik is a perfect example of this, where it's this enclosed walled city. So the local population is very small. And so almost everybody in it is other tourists. And so you've got this like staff or, you know, people that are, staff at restaurants and shops and things like that, that are just outnumbered by tourists by, you know, who knows how many. And there's no easy way for, you're kind of, I won't say you're stuck there, because it's beautiful. I mean, Dubrovnik, there's a reason why it's packed with tourists, because it's a beautiful city and it's just amazing and it's worth visiting. But you're kind of all packed into this one city. Now there's places that are very touristy, but there's enough, I guess, like almost like a pressure valve of like other places to go outside of the touristic area, which generally in Europe, it's kind of like the old town area is like where the most of the tourists are. But there's some cities and places that have a lot of other things to do and see that are easily reachable. So you can rent a car and get outside, or you can take a taxi, or you can take a public transportation. And so the touristic area isn't the only thing to do and see. You can kind of get away from that. So if you want to escape the tourists and the crowds and everything, there's options for that. And like Georgia is a good example. I'm trying to think of it. There's probably better examples, but, you know, you can take these little day trips. You can, there's little car rental places. You can get out and go to other towns and things like that. The city itself is quite big. So outside of the old town, there's lots of other, places to go. I haven't really explored all those places just because I have limited amount of time here. So it's just sort of, set up in a way that is, if it were super packed with tourists, you could go out and do other stuff. Dubrovnik is like most people go to Dubrovnik to see the old city, to see this walled city. And so that's what they're there to do and see. And so there isn't, other than like leaving Dubrovnik and going to a different city than Dubrovnik, it's harder to do that. So, now how do you deal with that? Well, I think just traveling in general, you have to kind of just prepare yourself mentally for the kind of trip that you're going to have. So if you want to have a trip where you go see a famous place that, you know, that you've seen other people go to and stuff like that, like a Dubrovnik, then you just say, okay, well, I'm going to be in crowds with lots of other tourists and I'm okay with that because I'm going to be in this beautiful place and I'm going to have lots of pictures to take and I'm going to, there's lots of restaurants and bars and things for me to do and I can hang out and you can prepare yourself for that. If you are wanting to not deal with crowds and things, then, you know, you pick different places, you pick different things to go. So if you're going to go to Croatia and you want to minimize the crowds and stuff, then my recommendation is you go and see Croatia and you do, you know, you kind of have to do Split and Dubrovnik, on, to be honest. Like, you know, if you're going to be there, you got to see those places. But then maybe budget some time to go out of Croatia and go see some of the other Balkans, go to Bosnia or Montenegro or Serbia or Kosovo or, you know, there's other places to go and see. Now, some of those places are even getting more touristy, like Mostar and Kotar, which my friend Brian had recommended me go, and I just kind of ran out of time. Are supposed to be beautiful and amazing, and you can take day trips. There's packages and stuff. So I imagine even those are kind of touristy now. If you want to go even further and go into, like, you know, Bosnia and go to Serbia and stuff like that, you're going to have a more probably interesting time. It's just there's this scale between how much it's going to be set up for you. So it might be more interesting, but it might be a little bit more challenging to find things to do and to communicate with locals and to find restaurants and hotels and things, all those little practical things. So you just have to, you know, you just have to kind of like before you plan your trip, just think about what kind of experience am I looking for? How much do I want to just like get around easily and I'm willing to just be a little bit more of a tourist versus like how much of an adventure and how, you know, how much sort of challenges do I want to put up with? And you also plan your packing and everything like that. You know, if you want a more challenging adventure, then pack lighter for sure, because you don't want to be like stuck with giant big rolling bags or rolling suitcases and stuff while you're trying to negotiate like a public transportation system. It's just not a fun experience. If you're going to stay in a more of a resort place where things are more catered to you, and you're going to stay at a hotel and everything, then sure, bring all that extra stuff that you want. And plus, you know, if you're more on the latter side and you're going to Split, let's say, and you're going to stay in a hotel and you're not going to be moving around all that much, you might want to bring more stuff. You might want to bring like nice clothes so you can go out to a nice restaurant or go out clubbing or go, you know, go do stuff that I kind of can't really do because I'm just got my scrappy t-shirts and my shorts and my stupid hiking boots and stuff. And I feel ridiculous in a club wearing that stuff. I feel underdressed in a nice restaurant wearing that stuff. So it kind of limits me in terms of the stuff that I can do, just based on the minimal stuff that I brought. So, you know, it, hopefully this is just kind of common sense stuff, but I'm just trying to reinforce some of these things. And then I guess the, you know, if you think about some of the big cities in Europe, you know, Paris and London and Rome and stuff, which I've only been to Paris, you know, but you could throw like Prague, and I still love to go to Berlin. There's lots of tourists and tons of travelers that go there, but they're such massive cities with so much diversity and things to do that you can avoid, you know, you can be in the same city as all the tourists, but you can avoid the tourist spots. You know, you don't have to go see the Eiffel Tower. You know, I mean, you don't have to go to the Louvre. There's a million other little galleries and restaurants and neighborhoods and things that you can do where you can avoid tourists completely, and you can kind of live more like a local. So, you know, just think about the type of place that you're going to and the type of experience that you want, and just kind of plan accordingly. It doesn't have to be a nightmare, you know, so, and it can be really fun. And sometimes it's fun to just be a tourist. Like, I don't mind it to a certain degree. Like, sometimes, you know, if I'm going to, I went to Paris, and I'm like, well, I got to see the Louvre, you know, this might be my only chance to see it. And I'm walking around and, oh, gee, there's the Eiffel Tower. I'm at least going to go check it out. But that's just going to be like maybe one small part of my tour, and the rest of it, I hope to walk around to some other like quieter neighborhoods and see, and just kind of see stuff that is just maybe off the beaten path a little bit in those kinds of cities. So tourists don't have to ruin your time. You just have to kind of know the experience that you're looking for. I've kind of beat that to the ground, but hopefully that it's helpful information, and that's all I got to say.